We now continue with lesson number 11 in our ongoing series of studying Mishnayos Maseches Shavuos. In lesson 11, we continue in the third perek of Maseches Shavuos, the third and fourth Mishnayos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, and Mishnah Dalet. We are continuing to study what to us city boys is the unpleasant topic of what do you do with the fertilizer, the dung and compost which have accumulated over the year, which you did not spread out and use during the Shavuos year in your field because you weren't allowed to fertilize your field during Shavuos. But now toward the end of the year, late spring, early summer, when no one works the field anyway anymore, you can put out under certain conditions heaps of zevel because you're no longer fertilizing. The field is done with for Shavuos purposes, but you're preparing for the eighth year, which is permissible. The Mishnah Gimel says, in Mishnah Beis we learned that how many heaps can you put out? You can put out three heaps, and the heaps can be, each of them can be, must be at least a certain size, quite large, 10 wheelbarrows full of zevel. But you can add to the size, according to Tanakama, of each of these heaps. And each heap is called ashpa, in the plural, ashpatos. Rab Shimon says you can even add to the heaps. And in one field, the size of a besah, 50 by 50 yamas, you can have more than three heaps. Now, the Mishnah continues, and here there are various opinions as to what this means. I'm going to follow one approach, which is really the simplest approach. The Tosfos Yontif mentions this and approves of this approach. And that is that the opening words of this Mishnah is really just a continuation or a rephrasing of the last Mishnah. And it's continuing with the words of Rabbi Shimon, as we will see. Ose Odom es sodehu shalosh shalosh ashpatos levei sa'o. A person can put out three ashpatos for each beis sa'o, three heaps in each beis sa'o. Yes, Armikan, more than three heaps per besa. We have the girsa machatziv. Others have the girsa mutor, because according to following Tosfos Yontif's girsa, mutor is the better reading. Mutor, divrei Rav Shimon. Now, the Rav Shimon is saying nothing more than he said before. It's just repeating him because we're going on to the Chachamim who will disagree with Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says more than three heaps per besa is also permissible. However, the Chachamim omrim osrin. The Chachamim say no, three heaps is fine. As big as each heap is, also fine. But more than three heaps, osrin, they forbid, unless atshaya amik shlosha, unless you first dig a ditch three tvachim deep and put this extra heap above it, and put this extra heap into it, into that ditch, this ditch, then you can put more than three heaps. You can have a fourth heap if that fourth heap is dug down into the ground. O achi yagbiya shlosha, or if it is raised above the ground, you have a platform, a rock or whatever, and upon that you heap the fourth, fifth, sixth ashpa in the besa. Oser Odom es Zivlo Otsor. It's permissible, in fact, to have one huge heap of Zevel, even if it has more than three Ashpatos in the heap. Oser Odom es Zivlo Otsor. However, Rabbi Meir says no. Oser Achaya Mikshlosha O Achiyagbiya Shlosha. In other words, on the comma holes, if you have one huge heap, more than the size of three ashpatos, then for sure no one's going to accuse you of fertilizing with such a mountain of fertilizer. Obviously, you're using it just to store the heap somewhere outside your house in the field so that you can use it for the year of Sheminis. Reb Meir says, no, you can't make such a large heap unless you first dig a ditch in the ground and put the whole large heap into that ditch, or the ditch has to be at least 3 tefachim deep, or you make a platform upon wood or stone or whatever, 3 tefachim above the ground, then you can have this huge heap on top of that platform. Hoyolo dovar muot. Suppose a person only has a little bit of zevel, he wants to get it out of his house, but he doesn't have enough to qualify as to all the shiurim which we've been studying. So he can take it out one little wheelbarrow at a time. Mosif alav aholech. He can take out a little bit today, a little bit tomorrow, as long as he eventually reaches the shiur. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah oser. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, no, you can't take out a little bit at a time, because if you take out a little bit today, someone's going to say, oh, there he goes, he's fertilizing his field. They're not going to know that tomorrow or next week he's going to add to this small little heap. What you can do, says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, is simple eitzah. Atsheyamik shlosha, o atsheyagbiya shlosha. Unless you put this little heap of zevel into a ditch 3 tefachim ground, or raise 3 tefachim above the ground, or atsheyitein el hasela. If you put it upon rock, no one fertilizes rock. You only fertilize earth. So if you don't put it on earth, but you put it on a stone, then people will know that this is, you're not fertilizing, you're just getting it out of your house and storing it for the Shminis year. So this is Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Dalet says, look, person has a field, he's growing whatever crop he's growing in the field, but he also has sheep. And if you have a corral full of sheep, the sheep are going to naturally leave dung behind, and that dung is going to accumulate. So how are you allowed to do that? All right, he has no place to put his sheep except in the field. He wants to put it in this field and make a deer, a fenced-in deer, Dalet Yud Resh, a fenced-in area, he wants to have a little corral in which he puts the sheep. That's called diur, putting sheep in one place, knowing that the sheep are going to produce feces, dung, and that's going to be fertilizer. So obviously you're fertilizing your field when you put the sheep out to pasture in this way. So the Mishnah says, Hamedayere Sadeu, if a person wants to do this, to put the sheep in one focused part of the field in such a way that they will naturally produce this fertilizer, Oses Sahar Levesosayim, he can make a fenced-in area the size of 2 base saws. In other words, a shetach, not 50 by 50, but 100 by 50 amos. And now he had this little fenced-in area, the size of 2 base saw, 2 bote saw, base of sayin, and that gets full of dung, that's fine. Once that gets full of fine, oker sholosh ruchos, this little fenced-in area had 4 walls around it, in the north, and in the south, and in the east, and the west. Now, once that base of Siam gets full of what it's full of, then he can remove 3 of those walls, let's say the wall to the south and north and east, and leave the wall to the west, and take those 3 walls and now flip them onto the other side of the western wall. So what he does is, oker shalosh ruchos, he removes the south, north, and east wall, u'meniach esoim tzoyetz, he leaves the west wall in place. Nimsa, now, he has created another corral of 2 base saws, of base asayim. So now he has a total of the previous corral and the new corral, which add up to 4 base saw. Nimtza medayer base arba'asoyin. So he is medayer, he is filling with the fertilizer, the natural dung of these sheep, an area of not 50 by 50, not 50 by 100, but 50 by 200, which is 4 base saw. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says you can even go further and make a total area of base shimona soim, which would be 50 by by 400. Hoysa kolsa dehu beis arbo asoy. But suppose, leaving Rabbi Shimon Leal aside now, Tanakama permits us to have a dior, to have corral of sheep, etc., the size of a base of arbo asoy in of 50 by 200. Now, and suppose his whole field is that side. So you're going to say his whole field is now a corral of sheep? Where is he going to plant his wheat? If his whole field is the size of what you're now permitting him to fill for the purposes of dior, of getting full of the sheep's natural fertilizer, he's got to leave at least a little bit without the sheep doing their thing there. That can be his field. That'll be where he's planting the tomatoes or whatever. Otherwise, it looks like he's fertilizing his whole field. So he's got to symbolically leave a little bit aside, a makom panui, a space without the sheep doing their thing. That's would be marasayim. People understand he's not fertilizing his field. He's just keeping sheep, and sheep are doing what sheep will do. Umotzi min hasa'ar. Now the Mishnah concludes that just as you can remove from your house a certain number of ashpatos and bring them out to the field, so too, if you have a large, large field of many batei sa'im, shmona sa'im, esrim sa'im, etc., and you have within that field a sa'ar, an enclosed area, which is now getting full of these sheep, making their natural fertilizer, you can remove some of that natural fertilizer and put it in your field as long as you follow the rules of, we learned previously, of having three ashpatos of a certain size in every beiso. Umotzim in hasar, you can remove from this sar, from this enclosed corral of sheep, v'nos on the toksadeo, and put it out into your regular field out there, kederech hamezablin, as is appropriate for people who are bringing from their bayis and chotzer to the soda. So too can you bring from the sar to the soda if you follow the rules of Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Beis. And so we have concluded Mishnah Gimel and Mishnah Dalet of Perek Gimel, and in the process we have finished lesson number 11.